Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 332. Today we will finish our discussion on the laryngeal muscles. I told already that larynx was not properly taught in the medical institution where I was trained to be a doctor. I suppose this would have been the case with others also. When my GNM teacher taught me how the bronchial muscles and the laryngeal muscles are involved in the two breathing motions of inhaling and exhaling, that was a surprise for me. I still remember how she showed the seesaw motion with her hands to explain the two breathing motions that are normally in balance. I remember while learning bronchial asthma, it was taught that it is an expirational dyspnea. But I do not remember that the inspirational dyspnea was properly explained as laryngeal asthma. What I mean to say now is that a laryngeal asthma is also important, and that is our topic of today. Before going to the details, this information should be noted well by all my listeners. Please do not think that this knowledge is important only for the medical practitioners. Any one of you can avoid a doctor visit if you understand the following. Please note it well. The breathing motion of inhaling is controlled from the bronchial muscles relay positioned in the right side of the motor cortex, part of the temporal lobe of the cerebral cortex, while the breathing motion of exhaling is controlled from the laryngeal muscles relay positioned in the left side of the motor cortex, part of the temporal lobe of the cerebral cortex. Normally, these two breathing motions are in balance and we do not experience any breathing distress. But this rhythmical and balanced breathing motions change if a biological conflict involves one of the two brain relays or both. We will learn today the laryngeal asthma in detail. Later we will discuss bronchial asthma while learning the bronchial muscles program. Laryngeal asthma involves two biological special programs. In GNM it is therefore called laryngeal asthma constellation. Let us see this in detail and understand how both brain hemispheres are involved to call it a constellation. Number one, there is a conflict activity corresponding to the brain relay of the laryngeal muscles in the left temporal lobe related to the scare-fright conflict or the territorial fear conflict depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. Number two, there is a simultaneous conflict activity corresponding to a brain relay in the right temporal lobe related to any of the following conflicts: territorial fear conflict or scare-fright conflict, territorial loss conflict or sexual conflict, territorial anger conflict or identity conflict, male territorial marking conflict or female marking conflict, depending on a person's gender, laterality and hormone status. What we see in an asthma attack actually occurs during the epileptoid crisis. In other words, the epicrisis of the striated laryngeal muscles presents as convulsions moving inwards. That is the reason why the characteristic symptoms of the laryngeal asthma are gasping for breath and prolonged inhaling. The actual mechanism is like this. When the laryngeal muscles are affected, inhaling is extended because of the partial functional loss of the laryngeal muscles that control exhaling. Remember here, the epicrisis of the smooth laryngeal muscles is in the form of a spasm like the hyperperistalsis during an intestinal colic. Why in some cases these asthma attacks can turn to be severe is due to increased and concurrent water retention called syndrome. There can have a very severe condition called status asthmaticus that can cause acute breathing difficulties with the danger of even death from suffocation. This occurs when both the laryngeal and bronchial muscles go through the epileptoid crisis simultaneously. Here, both the laryngeal asthma presented as prolonged inhaling with gasping for breath, and the bronchial asthma presented as extended exhaling with wheezing occur together. Without understanding the role of the psychic conflicts in any so-called disease phenomenon, the conventional medicine associates the recurring asthma attacks with allergies. In reality, the chronic laryngeal asthma attacks indicate that the related scare-fright conflict has not been completely resolved. In the typical laryngeal asthma crisis, both the striated and smooth laryngeal muscles take part. Their involvement is like this. The epileptoid crisis of the striated muscles is presented as laryngeal spasms and convulsions, and the epicrisis of the smooth laryngeal muscles is presented as hyperperistalsis, similar to the intestinal colic. We end our discussion on the laryngeal muscles here. Tomorrow we will be taking up the study of the bronchial muscles with its SBS. My best wishes to all of you. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.